T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So long, I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long. Sometimes I don't know what I will find. I only know it's a matter of time. When you love someone, when you love.
Afraid of it, you know you like it. It's Foreigner, and they are your artists of the day. Don't forget, coming up in about 40 minutes, it is Terrible Joke Tuesday here on Dana and Parks, and your jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be airable. And we have changed the text line number. It is no longer 22980. It is 913-576-7798. So if you want to get in early, that's fine. We can always go back and find them. Yo Mama jokes are more than welcome today. Chuck Norris jokes are very welcome today. What was that?
You know, my mom finds things that amuse her during the week, and she sends them to me, and I'm just looking for her latest, because she sends me these jokes throughout the week, and they always make me laugh.
What'd she send you?
And I can always read them. You know that.
Okay.
That one I cannot. Hang on. start with the text line.
Did your mom send you something inappropriate?
Yes. Yes, she did. Here's one from my mother. What happened to the butcher when he backed up into the meat grinder?
What happened to the butcher when he backed up to the... I don't know.
He got a little behind in his orders.
Okay. I've got to call out to Tim Grunhard to see if he's willing. Yeah, I love that guy. He's such a good cat. To see if he'll be our quarantine conversation this afternoon. Just sent him the number, and he's responding to me right now as we speak.
Oh, good.
I see the three little dots.
Oh, that means he's reading it.
Oh, that means he's responding. So hopefully he'll be able to respond. Anyway, so we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. And all we're asking, and we can't take calls. Oh, he said, sorry, buddy, I'm at my mom's. I'm cutting her grass.
Tell him next time.
All right. I will. Next time, brother.
What a good man. Still goes over to his mom's house to cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
You made millions and millions of dollars playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. You won a national title with Notre Dame. And you still cut your mom's grass. That's pretty awesome. All right. I'll find somebody else.
Let me think on that.
Who do we want to talk to today?
Maybe I'll surprise you today.
All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't you go through your little list of famous people and you bring them back at 4:15 and we get to talk to them on the radio and you surprise me this time like I surprised you.
You want me to come up with someone famous in four minutes?
Yeah.
You are number one.
Well, that's true.
You are number one, Dana.
As the third, I'll sit here because I don't know any famous people.
There's a lot of famous people in your phone. Come on.
All right. I'll think about it.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Let me just think.
No, I'll do it. I got it.
Just going to think about it.
Just going to sit here and scroll through the list.
Just going to think about it.
What famous person do we want to put on the air today? Maybe a little Ryan Liljia?
We could.
We could do Ryan Liljia. We could do Toby Cook.
How do you know these people aren't busy? Not working or...
What do you mean? They're all at home.
Well, I think this is the week a lot of people started going back.
Al Fitzmaurice. Ooh, I love Al Fitzmaurice.
It might start getting a little bit harder to get people just to drop what they're doing and call in because I think this is the week that people started going back.
Sam, put me on mute for a second, and we're going to call Al Fitzmaurice.
We know Al can do it because Al's retired. In fact, the last time I saw Al, we were all dancing at the fake Bon Jovi concert in Shawnee or wherever that was.
We were. We were at the
awesome
Bob Jovi concert.
So much fun.
Are we waiting for confirmation or am I just surprising him?
No, call him. Let's just call him and see if he can join. Hey, Al Fitzmaurice is 75 years old. He is retired. He's rich. He's got nothing going on. I mean, give me a break.
You could call Mackie.
Oh, God. That cat. Let's call Al Fitzmaurice.
All right.
Yeah. We'll talk
to Al. Like we were when we were 12 years old, where we were bored at home on a Friday night. We didn't know what to do. We started just dialing random phone numbers. That's what you're doing right now.
I don't want to talk about protests.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Without making it a topic?
Yes.
Did you see, and it's every police department's doing this, and I just want to know why, and this is not about the riots. It is, but it isn't.
Oh, boy.
Kansas City police initially said, and they're all doing this, that the protesters causing all the problems were from out of town. Well, then the reporters in all of these cities start digging through arrest records, and it turns out, lo and behold, they're all from the same city that they are causing problems in. Mm-hmm. And the same is true for Kansas City. Why is it that cities want you to believe the do-gooders are here, but the ne'er-do-gooders come here from somewhere else? And if every city wants you to believe that in the country, they would want us to believe, Scott, that bad people from, I don't know, St. Louis are coming here. We're sending our bad people there. Bad people from Chicago are going to St. Louis. St. Louis bad people are going to Chicago.
Right.
Chicago bad people are heading further east to New York. Those bad people are going to Chicago. I mean, why can't they just say the people that are being dumb, you know what's, are from our town? Because they are.
Do you really think
all of the bad people in every city are randomly switching cities when stuff starts getting broken and set on fire?
No. Ooh, did you almost say a bad word?
Of course they're from this city.
No, she froze for a second.
Oh, she froze. Okay.
I say a bad word, you'll know it.
And it will be dumped.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget, we have Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way right at 4:45.
Just before that, we're going to speak with Al Fitzmaurice.
Oh, is he on the line?
No, he's going to be here at 4:35, though.
Oh, he is?
He is, yes.
Is that confirmed?
Yes, I spoke with him.
Oh, great. All right. Al Fitzmaurice at 4:35 here on Dana and Parks.
Take me down to the paradise.
Welcome back. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Dana, I was just talking to Al Fitzmaurice off the air.
Yes.
And he's got too much pride to share this story. But we were just talking about, you know, the way things are going in this country and how crazy everything is. He'll never share this story on the air. But he said, you know, I remember one time, Scott, I was playing in the Carolina League. And there was a black guy. I'm sitting in a diner. And there's a black guy sitting outside the diner. And I said, come on in. I'll buy you breakfast. And the guy said, no, sir, I can't come in. I'm not allowed in there. And Al Fitzmaurice brought the guy in. And he said, they kicked us both out. And I was like, I go, Al, that's such a great story. And, oh, hang on. I got to mute you. I got you on the Zoom here. And I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what America, I mean, that is a perfect story. You know, it's back in the 1960s, 70s, and there's a young black man who is not allowed inside of a diner. And Al Fitzmaurice says, come on in. I'm going to buy you breakfast.
Come on in. Yep.
Nope, sir, I can't come in. And he goes, get in here. And they kicked them both out. So Al Fitzmaurice is going to join us at 4:35 this afternoon. I look forward. He's one of my favorite people on the entire planet. I love that man. I love that man. And he has a lot to do with Bob Jovi, which I know you're really into.
I'm his number one fan. Number one in my heart.
Number one in your soul.
Soul. Yep. That poster's in our office. We just haven't seen our office in 3 months. No, you know that poster's in the office.
Yeah, I do know that. We have not seen it. Oh, my God.
You're not seeing it for three more.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. If you say that again, I don't know what I'm going to do, but my mom voice is going to come out.
College coaches in non-revenue sports are worried about, so read that as not basketball, not football. College coaches in non-revenue sports are worried about the impact that legislation allowing compensation for athletes could have on their programs. Have you heard about this? There's a lot of talk lately about paying and national legislation that would pay, or check that, would allow colleges to pay athletes. More than a dozen national associations in various sports, hockey, soccer, tennis, golf, swimming, and gymnastics, have signed a memo outlining significant concerns about effects, and I'm quoting here, about effects of allowing athletes to profit for the use of their names, images, and likeness. The concerns include reduced resources for lower-profile programs, read that, tennis, golf, hockey, soccer, etc., the risk of crowd-funded recruiting for boosters to, quote, buy talent for a competitive advantage, increased influence by agents, and whether schools can effectively monitor for compliance.
The answer to that is no. Schools will not be able to effectively monitor for compliance. They can't effectively monitor it now.
True. Truth.
What do you think it's going to look like when you open up that can of worms? You would have to have an entire athletics director in charge of student finance. A whole department, Scott.
When you say student finance, what do you mean? There would have to be an entire department
created just for the over, and I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about a whole staff of people, and all they do is run down how much money so-and-so's making on that pair of socks, and did this vendor pay this person, and who's going to monitor all this? There's no way.
Are you opposed to student-athletes being paid?
Nope. I'm just saying there's no way to monitor it. Who monitors the taxes, Scott?
The taxes on the amount that the students are paid? Is that what you're saying?
No, the taxes on the income they're making from the merchandise. It will be a nightmare to monitor this. And if you think the answer to that question is a bunch of 19-year-old kids, you have lost your mind.
Well, I mean, wouldn't they have to act like every other human being that has to file taxes? I mean, they would
At age 19? Really? Seriously?
Well, did you have to file taxes when you were 19? Yes. Did you know how much money you had made when you were 19? Yes. When you were working at Dos Hombres in Lawrence on New Hampshire Street?
My question is, will we jail athletes for non-payment? Because that's what's going to happen. I guarantee you, unless the universities, unless the universities provide oversight, and I mean provide direct oversight, where they say, look, when you get a check for $16,000 for all those socks we sold with your face on it, you have to hold back, you know, $4,000 for the IRS. You honestly think a bunch of 18, 19-year-old athletes are going to figure all of that out on their own?
They're going to have to if they want to get paid.
Yeah. Boom.
Just like working.
Boom.
Nope. What's going to happen is it will create a third side business of collegiate agents that will handle all of it and take a cut.
Or they could figure it out on their own and not have to pay somebody to do it. Doing taxes is not hard.
Oh.
Okay, it is when you're doing itemized deductions, but...
No way. They are going to have different revenue streams, Scott, from a bajillion different places. There is no way your average 18, 19-year-old kid is going to be able to figure that out. It's not like they're going to get one check. What if I'm making money on my jersey from Dick's Sporting Goods? And I'm making money from socks from Sunflower Rally House. And I'm making money from autographs that I made over here on a weekend where I showed up at Salty Iguana. Who's going to keep track of all that?
Al Fitzmaurice joins us in just a moment. Royals legend. When we get back here on Dana and Parks.
In a fight out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Within the last few seconds, Scott, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, has tweeted the following. We have reached the point in our city and our country where de-escalation needs to be our guide. As a result, I will not be issuing a curfew order this evening, despite the path being seen today in St. Louis, New York, and many other American cities.
No curfew in Kansas City tonight.
Within the last few seconds, that was the tweet that went out from Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas.
Okay. Joining us on the quarantine hotline is Royals great, former Royals pitcher, Al Fitzmaurice. Al, welcome.
Guys, how are you?
Hi.
Never better, brother. I'm just sitting here in my living room, you know.
Yeah, me as well. Me as well.
How you been doing, man?
You know, I've been busy. I've actually been working from the home. You know, I'm in the roofing business, and it enables me to just touch base with all the agents and all the people I talk to, and it's been, like, for me, very busy. I've gotten a lot of business just being at home. Maybe I should stay home.
Now, don't go saying that. We're both tired of being home.
Well, you know, we get out once in a while. My wife actually went to St. Louis to spend some time with our daughter and grandson and granddaughter. So Casey, my loyal puppy, he and I are going to be bachelor for a few days.
Where's the wife going?
She went over to St. Louis to it's my grandson's confirmation is tonight, and. You know, I couldn't go just for numerous reasons, but, you know, my boxer puppy and I are going to be hanging out.
Aw. And are they still going to be able to hold the service like you normally would during the pandemic, or is it a modified?
Not really. Yeah, it's somewhat modified. I know that Jan cannot actually go into church itself. She's going to be outside kind of in a lobby area. So I don't know. It's still... you know, still kind of crazy times, and, you know, still everyone's being a little cautious, which is probably a good thing. So,
Al, this is a little personal, but forgive me. Are you compromised?
I actually had the virus.
I beg your pardon?
Wait, what?
I went and had a physical about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and the next day, you know, I mean, they ran all kinds of tests, and the next day my doctor called me and said, "You hit the jackpot." And she didn't say at first, you know, "This is Dr. Irick." She just said, "Alfred Morris, you hit the jackpot." And I thought, damn, I'm rich. Something happened. And yeah, I thought maybe, you know, the lottery and all this. She goes, no, this is Dr. Irick. You tested positive for the coronavirus.
You tested positive for coronavirus?
Yeah, and she goes, now you've built up all the immunities. She goes, you can't contract it, and you can't give it to somebody.
Did she know how long ago you had it?
No, she really didn't get into that, and you know, I didn't press her on that, but she goes, did you ever feel sick? And I go, you know, there were a few days I didn't feel, you know, 100%, but I said, I never felt sick, I never had a symptom, never had a fever, nothing, so, you know, I don't know, and my wife tested negative, she hadn't had it.
Dude, you're 75 years old.
Yeah. Just
and you didn't even have a symptom?
No, I didn't. I didn't recognize a symptom. You know, I had a bit of a sinus infection, but that's about it. So you know, that's taken care of.
And you didn't lose your sense of taste or smell?
You know, no. I had a sinus infection, so I did during that period of time. But prior to that, when I supposedly had this virus, no, I didn't.
Wow,
dude, come hang out at my house.
Yeah, and I remember the last conversation we had. I guess now I would be willing to play baseball.
Well, there you go.
You're such a goof.
I'm pretty sure no one's really looking for a 48 mile an hour either. But I'd be...
dude, come over and let's play catch.
No kidding. I did get to play catch with my. With my grandsons, and we actually had a ball game, couple of ball games this weekend. I still kept my distance. You know, I'm just going to be a little cautious. But man, it was almost like business as usual at the ballparks.
Wow. So you had coronavirus. You're 75 years old, which, by the way, just makes me want to just like punch myself in the face. That Al Fitzmaurice is 75 years old.
Don't punch yourself in the face on that account. If you choose to punch yourself in the face, go right ahead. But I don't want to be
not for that reason.
For that, no.
But you had the coronavirus.
Yeah. Weird.
Wow.
So and you know, my doctor said, you know, this. She goes, there's like. Flus out there that have been every bad is this. The thing with this one is it's very contagious, and we don't really, you know, we're still working on obviously various things to do with this, but it's real contagious, so it's really no more deadly than a lot of other things you had.
Well, but if it's real contagious, why did your wife not get it?
You know, she's pretty mean and ornery, and I just don't think she wanted it.
Well, I'm glad then that you've been staying home and you've been hunkered down because you at least stopped, you know, spreading it that way.
Yeah, she said, Al, whatever you do when you go out, wear a mask because you'll freak other people out. You know, just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, so I am. We're still being cautious.
Good.
What are you binging on right now, my friend?
As far as TV?
Yeah, not liquor. Yeah, just TV.
Well, I don't partake in the alcohol. But we've been taping, you know, throughout the winter. And we finished all our Chicago PDs and Chicago fires, and you know, this might get me kicked out of the man club, but we've been watching a lot of Hallmark movies.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know, thing
bless
is,
your heart.
In those movies, you know, nobody hates anybody. You know, there's two people who get murdered, but, you know, that's, you know, they're just kind of cool movies. And, you know, there's always a little bit of a love story in it, which is good. And, mm-hmm. you know, at 75, you know, I don't want something that's just going to, you know, jolt me up out of my seat. So they're pretty safe to watch.
That's lovely.
I do too.
And SWAT.
What's the one thing that you miss about going out in public?
Honestly, I miss going to some ball games. Jen and I recently have we've gone to, there's a Spin Pizza out here in Olathe, and we go in, we're the only ones there. You know, we wear our masks in, we order, we go sit in the corner and eat, and that's one of my favorite places. We've Casey Joe's, we've done something similar. But, you know, I'd love to be doing this at the studio with you guys. You know, talking baseball or what have you. I just miss interfacing with people. And, of course, this is right about the time when the Big Slick was going to take place, and I miss that terribly.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
you know, miss all my buddies. And, you know, I've been in contact with some of them. I talked to David Cook not too long ago. I've got a project I'm trying to get him involved with musically. So, it's just, you know, doing stuff. I've been working on music a lot and writing a lot. I'm working on a little video. So, you know, I'm keeping busy. I miss mixing it up with people.
What was your favorite team, the Royals or the Indians?
Oh, gee, Chris, what kind of question is that?
I'm asking.
It's like, what would you rather have, a kiss on a cheek or a root canal?
I'm assuming that means the Royals?
The Royals were the kiss on the cheek, and yeah, the Indians, it was like a root canal without Novocaine or anything else.
Wow!
Yeah, it's grin and bear it.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was my worst experience in sports ever. And, you know, some of the guys...
Wait. Going to the Cleveland Indians was your worst experience ever?
In sports, yeah.
Why?
For one thing, I'd just gone 8 years. I'd played 8 years with the Royals.
Yep.
Started as an expansion team. We just built ourselves into
You joined the Royals right when they came into the league.
Yeah, the first year, 1969, and I was with them for the next 8 years. 1976, we finally won a division, lost to the Yankees in the fifth and final game of the playoffs.
And then you went to the Cleveland Indians.
Then I went to the Indians, and they weren't. They just weren't tuned in to trying to win ball games. But you know what? One of the reasons I probably could play at this point in time with everything that's going on is because I'm kind of used to playing with no one in the stands. So that wouldn't be bad.
So you,
Al, I cannot wait to see you again.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
You know, the funny thing is, you know how they say, and they have these, you know, guest attendants type of thing. And
yeah,
at the Indian Stadium, you could actually count the attendance, and unless someone went to the bathroom, you'd be right on the money.
Brother, we gotta go. I love you. I love
all
you
right.
so
all
much,
right,
man.
Love you. Love you guys. God bless. Stay safe.
Oh, you're so much fun.
Bye, honey.
All right. Be well. Be well. That's Al Fitzmaurice. Sam, I need one.
Terrible jokes coming up.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
Telephone number here waiting for someone. It's 576-7798. But don't call in. That's the text line as well. 913-576-7798, because it is Terrible Joke Tuesday. Your joke has to be terrible, but it has to be airable. All right? So 913, because intercom is cheap. Do not get me started again. 913-576-7798. Chuck Norris jokes and Yo Mama jokes are more than welcome. Your joke has to be terrible, but it has to be airable. Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
Hey, did you know Chuck Norris is so fast, he can run around the earth and literally punch himself in the back of the head?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah, yeah, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Did you know a bike can't stand on its own? On its own? Well, it's because it's too tired.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana, what's up?
Did I tell you I bought my son a refrigerator?
Oh, you didn't tell me you bought your son a refrigerator. Why'd you do that?
I can't wait to see his face light up when he opens it.
Sam.
Yeah, what's that, Scott?
Did you ever wonder why Chuck Norris won't use the internet?
I've never thought about that. No.
He won't submit. I don't even know if that makes sense. Never mind.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam, what's up, buddy?
Did you know that Chuck Norris counted to infinity?
He did?
He did it twice.
That's so bad. That is just bad.
Little pop culture one here. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What did Eminem say when 50 Cent made him a sweater?
What?
G-Unit? 50 Cent is G-Unit. Sorry. It's a good one.
No, get out. Get out. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Do you ever wonder why cows don't wear flip-flops?
No, I do not.
Yeah, they lactose.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
Yo mom is so fat, even Dora can't explore.
Ooh. Hey, Scott.
Yo, Sam, what's up, man?
Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
I don't know. Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Well, if it had four doors, it'd be a sedan.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana, what's up?
Yo mom is so dumb. When she went to the movies and saw the under 17 not permitted sign, she left to get 16 of her friends.
From 1397, God, that's a funny joke, man. That is a funny joke. And there is no way in hell I'm reading that on the radio. There is no way. We got to run. News is next. Dana Parks, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.